So Bear emerging as the starter, what advice have you given him? What's that been like with your brother?
Stay humble. Whatever you've done now, put in a little bit more, just a little bit more with everything you're doing. And it's pretty pretty simple advice, but I think you stick to it. He's already doing really well, and just gotta keep putting in a little bit more.
Do you think it helps him being a freshman the first year, just not really having the pretext of what college football is all about, to just jump right in there? Do you think that might ironically help him a bit?
There's something about being naive and not knowing anything when you're coming into the field, and I think he'll come in with fire, and I think that's something that's going to be apparent, and because of that. So,
this is your first year. How do you like the offense, first of all?
Yeah, and, first year.
I'm sure you probably picked it up pretty well, but you feel pretty comfortable now?
Yeah. No, I learned the offense really quick, and then there's one thing about learning offense and then really digesting an offense, and so I'm in that portion now where you're really honing in on the small details, and for Bear and myself, and like Reggie's new player, know the offense, but really getting those small details, and that comes from listening to Coach Fessy and listening to Chase about small things, small details that pop up like once a season, and you just got to be ready for them, ready for those moments when they happen.
Do you have any surprises as far as the offense of what you thought it was going to be and now what it is?
I love how much we stretch the field with our run game, how much we have extensions of the run game with our screens and our passes and little dunk plays, backside RPOs, all of that to support the run game so we can suck up the defense, suck up the safeties, and then throw them over top with a double post or whatever.
With you and your brother transferring at around the same time and trying to pick up, I mean, he's probably got a little bit more of the playbook to learn, but still roughly. Did you guys like go back and forth, quiz each other, like kind of study it out?
Yeah. You know, the satirical answer is to say that I helped him with everything, but he was definitely giving me a lot of help with my end of everything, because there's some stuff with protections and in the run game that helps me out with my blocking on the perimeter and stuff that I'm out there seeing as a receiver with the corners and the safeties that I can help him with. And then, you know, more hands on deck to learn the playbook like that. But we were definitely sending the scripts to each other and and drawing up plays on the whiteboard together, coming into meetings and just getting with the coaches, making those appointments.
Getting that Stanford degree in a little over 2 years helped you kind of pick it up real quick?
Yeah. It helped me. It didn't help Bear because he didn't get his.
Sure.
But I think it helped a little bit. We did pick it up pretty fast. I mean, fast enough to be out here
computer
so
science,
quick.
Right?
It's correct. Yeah, right? Computer science.
Do you also speak Chinese?
I speak a little bit EDR. EDR. A little bit of Chinese, but we have two other people on the team who can speak, Cody Hagen, so we've kind of gone back and forth with some stuff, but it's actually really fun to be in the locker room and have other people to speak to with that, and I think part of the culture here is to have a lot of return missionaries who know different languages, and so that's all you hear in the locker room, and it's kind of cool, but language is a big part of my family. My little brother, he speaks Spanish, and we put him in a Spanish immersion school. And so at the age of 5, he was picking up stuff. And it's funny because we'll be at a Spanish restaurant and have him order entirely for us. So it's kind of funny because when we started to do that, he was 6 or 7 at the time. And to put him on the spot like that, it's kind of funny now looking back at it. But he's kind of grown into that, and he knows when it's time to go out to eat that he's going to be the front man for it. But I get the same thing at Chinese restaurants, so it's kind of funny.
What's his name?
My younger brother. So the story on that is my dad loves to call him Cougar, but I was kind of doing the math on that, I'm trying to figure out, I think it was around like 1 or 2, my dad started calling him Cougar, but I think at his birth date, we gave him the nickname Buck. So
why do you think BYU fans would prefer Cougar?
Cougar, yeah, that's why I've been saying that, so Tiger Bear Cougar. But he commonly goes by Buck, but my dad kind of one-on-one, and it's really only him. I think it's kind of a special thing between them where he calls him Cougar. But I think it does make sense to give him that here.
Staying on the brother theme, how much has Hank inserted himself maybe into the conversation, tutoring you guys, giving advice? Is he kind of detached, or is he in?
Yeah. I'd like to give a little evidence to that by, like, pulling up my FaceTimes, and we do family FaceTime, like, every day for however long, and I know Bear and Hank are on their individual FaceTimes to go over film and go over whatnot, but especially at Stanford for myself, getting into the flow of things, Hank was always there to be someone who has done it before, and he was giving me a lot of advice there, and then getting to a new place, he went through the transfer process, so gave me advice there. He got up here for visits, was able to hone through a lot of the recruiting process, and he definitely helped with all of that, and I'm super grateful for that. Bear's super grateful for him. Being a quarterback probably gives Bear an upper leg in that sense, and yeah.
What are your expectations as far as punt returning responsibilities in week one?
Yeah, I don't know if I get in there. Definitely make some plays. I think I'm really good at that. I'm really good with my feet and my hands and getting under the ball and making a first move. And so when I get the chance, I'm definitely going to make something happen there.
Have they told you that you're going to get many reps in week one returning punts, or is that just kind of if it comes, it comes?
Nothing like a depth chart per se, but I'm definitely in the reps with the ones and twos there. So I'm not really sure how that works here or how it's worked in the past, because at Stanford I ended up going in like the second or third game there, but I'm not really sure how that's going to work.
Yeah. Tyre, what's been your impressions of just the overall interest in BYU football, like whether it's fans, students, just people that seem to really care about this place?
Yeah, I guess I'll take that time to just shout out Quinn today. He was our True Blue hero, because that's something that, you know, the football program brings on, and it shows me that the position here is more than just a player on the team, and that I get to make a difference in somebody else's life, and I'm super grateful for that. And I think that being a part of the football team and being able to be put on a stage just to make a difference in someone's life is all that I'd ever ask for. So I think that that's something I'm super grateful for.
Kwame talks a lot about the culture of this program.
Yeah, it's the best culture in college football.
Why is that?
Why is that? I would say look through the roster, look at the last names, see how many of the last names are exactly the same, and how many brothers, how many connections are on the team. I think we have three or four Kafusis, and that's a culture that you can't really create, but by it being here already and having already been built outside of BYU with the brotherhood there, and then bringing that brotherhood in and getting to connect with other teammates like that, is something that I don't think other places are going to ever have, because it's not built in the 3 or 4 years you've been here. It's been built before you even got here.
Is there anything you're looking forward to as far as coming to the Big 12, like maybe somewhere to an away game or just anything?
Yeah, I lost to TCU last year, our first game, and so when we get a chance at them again, I'm definitely looking forward to that game. Colorado's always been on the list. Some good history with them. But there's a lot of good teams, a lot of good football, a lot of good quarterbacks, offenses, and a lot of unique defenses that I'm going to get to go up against. And I'm just super excited for that. Big 12 is a good conference. I love the logo. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Tyre.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great stuff.
Thank you,
sir.